The following podcast is being brought to you courtesy of ICU Chicago, which is the Emmanuel Church Unusual Chicago in Chicago, Illinois. Co-pastors, Reverend Charles Dockery and Reverend Karen Atkins. I want to thank you for allowing me to use this portion of your service onto my podcast this week. You can find them on YouTube or on the internet at icuchicago.org or on YouTube at ICU Chicago or even on Facebook at ICU Chicago. In the meantime, guys, enjoy this remix version of a wonderful sermon that I did just a couple weeks ago right here on the podcast. But even if you haven't heard, if you've heard that version is only at the tip of the iceberg of this particular sermon of that's going to be aired right here in front of you. So therefore, I suggest you try and listen to it to the best of your abilities. They did have a couple of sound glitches, but that's okay. The message still came through. All right, guys, be blessed.
This is an LTD Entertainment presentation.
Welcome to Brian C. Pusey's Safe Haven Podcast, where our aim is to encourage, enhance, and advance you to the next level on your Christian journey. We're prayerful that you'll stick around and listen to the message that God has for you, delivered by yours truly, Reverend Brian C. Pusey. The door is open. Let's go in together.
Before we get to this next song, next voice that you're going to hear is a friend of mine, Pastor Brian Pusey. He's going to deliver the word today. I'm excited about it. I've been looking forward to it. I couldn't wait for him to get back here. I'm building it up because I'm expecting some great things. So I just want to thank you, brother, for coming out. Brian is the pastor. Brian is the pastor of his ministry and his podcast, and he's doing great things, and I'm proud of you, brother. I'm proud of you. So the next speaking voice that you will hear is Pastor Brian
Everyone is tuning in this morning, those who are here in the house and before, yes, see that title right there. That is, you know what? That means something, because guess what? That is the name of this original song that I have written just for this congregation. You and everyone else that's here, and also you. But I also want to add just this Pastor Dockery. Brought to my attention that you guys have the mic has been doing the way those videos come on stuff on me.
Yeah, too.
y'all in the meantime. I want you to introduce you all to a brand new song that I wrote. Come on, 7 days.
Oh, wow. Come on,
man. That's right. I wrote it on the day that you sent me the email.
I wrote it. I just said, I couldn't stop.
I couldn't stop. So, you know what? Here we go. No, my heart was late. You're going to get right to it. It's personal. It's your sword, it's time to give your little place. In this place, you can solve many days. You're in this place, in this grace. If you did it, your face.
Yeah.
I did my show on here. All of this is your gift. Time to get here, grab here. Let's go, where we going? Got to tell you where we going. It's worship time. It is worship time. It is God's time. Let's go get it to worship. No, this is not a show. We're doing Lord's love.
Yeah.
Where from here come? It is worship time.
One more time.
It is worship time.
It is worship
time. Let's get into the first flow. So not your full name, your disclosure. Where from here we come? Your meat wasn't for the meat. Barely got a check to sleep. So to speak, we be out in any space again. Giving praise to the eternal one.
Yeah.
I'm just a lesson to assist in the healing process. We've been through so much. Let's pray to get your blessing. Now we get to discern off the chest and the dress. Here's your cry. You want to know why? Can you take us from a different kind of by. On the altar, where we leave our concerns to die. It's time for us to come together for worship.
It's worship time.
It is worship time. It is God's time. Let's get into the worship flow. This is not the show. We're going to go on the flow. Praise the Lord. Here we go. It is worship time. It is God's time. Let's get into the worship flow. I show you Lord's love. Praise the Lord. Here we go. It is worship time.
Yeah.
Hey, yo. How many times for us to bless to bless? How many felt overwhelmed with anxiety? Me too. So what do? I get myself ready for worship time. Welcome back to the ICU. I'm known as Master.
It's worship time.
It is God's time. Come on, y'all, let's get into the worship flow. This is not a show. We're doing it for the glow. Where's my bro? Here we go. It is worship time. It is God's time. Let's get into the worship flow. This is not a show. Where's my bro? Here we go. It's worship time.
Yeah.
It's worship time, y'all.
Yeah.
Let us go. Get into the worship flow.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
It's worship time. Let everything that had breath praise the Lord. Because it's worship time.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory.
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 That was good.
Man. Is going to be coming from the letter of Hebrews, chapter 6, verses 13 through 20. Once again, Hebrews 6, verses 13 through 20. If you don't have it on the screen, that old screen. That's where we read from the International Version.
version, it reads as follows. And God made his promise to Abraham, since there was no greater for him to swear by. He swore by himself, saying, I will surely bless you and give you many descendants. And so after waiting patiently, Abraham received what was promised. People swear by someone greater than themselves, and he both confirms what is said and puts an end to all argument. Because God wanted to give the unchanging nature of his purpose very clear, heirs of what was promised, he confirmed. God did it so that by two unchangeable things in which it is impossible for God to lie, he would have led to take hold of hope sent before us. We have this hope as an anchor soul, firm and secure in intersection. Where our forerunner Jesus has entered on our behalf, he has become a high priest forever. Stop right there. Glory to God. People of God. Thanks be to God. For the next few moments that we have together, I ask that you pray with me on the topic, fulfill the promise. Lord, just use me the way that you see fit. Empty me out of my spirit and fill me up with your Holy Ghost. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be found acceptable in thy sight, Lord. My strength and my most blessed be. The beautiful thing is, I know many of y'all have not heard the original version. And that's okay. If you haven't heard the original version, you get an opportunity to be up on all apps and platforms. Maybe the podcast. Find it out there, don't worry, you see my people. And you see the message, you see the original verse, you see what I call now the rough draft of this message. Today's text is touching on something that many of us should be on our feet praising the Lord for right now.
Yes.
And it's a promise that was fulfilled on the moment we woke up this morning.
Hallelujah, thank you.
Guess what that promise was? We woke up
this morning. That's
right. We woke up.
We woke up.
He had the blessing to see the 21st day of the first month of the year 2024. You didn't have to see the sun rise on any of the other days of the week. And when you found or when you began to hear this particular message, if this is the day, I thank you for listening. But you know what? You didn't have to hear this. You weren't promised today.
That's right.
I wasn't promised today, and neither were you.
That's right.
That's a promise fulfilled.
Yes, it is.
But I know that someone who is listening or looking online and being here in this audience is probably saying, how did you say all this? We have to endure 20 more minutes of this sermon? My God, if I could hit the stop button, please. If I could just change the channel, please. If I could just decide to just get up and sneak out, trust me, I see you. Don't do it, because you might of canceling the blessing of someone who's within earshot of you or within earshot of you or you because there's a breakthrough that you've been praying for and been waiting for all week long.
Come on now.
See, we begin this text from the anonymous writer of Hebrews and God, they're already blessing by saying in verse 14, I will surely bless you and give you many blessings.
That's right.
This generation are you and your family? First, second, maybe the sixth. See, I know that many people listening or watching or here today don't know their ancestors. They barely know the history of where their surname came from. See, I can testify to the fact about that, but it doesn't stop me from waking up every day knowing that I hope that I'm making my ancestors proud, whoever they are.
Okay, now.
See, I hope they know that I'm doing the best I can to write a chapter that will be just as impressive as the lost chapters written by them. Amen. I may be not talking to you, but I'm talking to me right now. Amen. That's my testimony. Maybe you know exactly who you share a bloodline with. And it prints that you are connected to the person who drew the blueprints to the White House.
Uh-oh.
Maybe you are connected to the person who created the first turbo engine.
Come on now.
Maybe you're the one that created the filament that created the light bulb.
Okay, yeah. Come on, talk about us.
Maybe. See, you may be thinking that God's fallen short of his promises to you, so you decided to turn from your purpose because of anonymous text messages where you're being crucified for being the authentic you.
Yes.
Authentic you. I like because I thought my job was more important than a forgotten promise.
Oh.
I watched countless preachers who had known me at the beginning of my ministerial career pass away before I could gain some insight from them. Why? Because I thought that the promise was false and that I wasn't supposed to be who I was born to be. I know I'm talking to somebody right now. Preach, Reverend Brian. I'm doing the best I can. See, I know that I'm talking to somebody right now who's new to this, but has yet to learn. Has yet learned how to be true to this.
Come on now.
Let me fill you in on something. You have to get out of the way so you can see the way. I say that again, because I know some of y'all didn't hear me right here. You have to get out of the way to see the way.
That's right. That's right.
See, I know you can't hear me right now, because maybe you need to turn the volume up. And I'll say it one more time. You have to get out of the way so you can see the way. Three times a charm, because you let the earbud fall out of your ears. I know. I know you have to hear it fall out before you heard me go all the way. You have to get out of the way.
The way. That's right.
Hallelujah. When you realize that this thing is bigger than you and me, you begin to see that the promises aren't false.
That's right.
They were always true, but you were too new to see it through. Amen? You can't say that again. They were always true. The promises were always true,
always.
But you were too new to see it through.
Come on now.
Yes, I know I'm a rapper. And sometimes I just gotta keep rhyming. I can't help it. It's all on time. Here I go again. Anyway, I just gotta keep doing what I do because that's what the Lord called me to do. He didn't just call me to preach. He called me to rap. He called me to act. He called me to be a producer. He called me to be a mentor. He called me to be a teacher. He called me to start this thing called Safe Haven Podcast that has been going on for almost 6 years now. He called me to walk into ICU in the beginning to help you all get off your feet. And guess what? You're here now, and I'm so glad you are, because guess what? I have played a part in it. And maybe this. But guess what? Help you get to where you are right now. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
God.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Woo. were made throughout history. Abraham was promised many descendants, and God gave it to him, even if the descendants are fighting today for their piece of the promised land. Can't help it if he decided there this year before Isaac, even though Isaac was supposed to get there. That's family history, that's a soap opera tale that I don't even get into right now. But anyway, think about that. We can pray that they find a way to gain peace.
Yes.
Gain peace.
Yes.
That's a promise only God can forge between them.
That's right.
God promised your great, 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 great grandfather that you would be coming eventually to change the world for the better.
That's right.
All he had to do was ensure that your great, 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 I've lost it, numbers of great. Let's just say your great grandfather and your grandfather would arrive so that your father could be sent on his path to meet your mother.
Yeah.
If he didn't believe in the promise, you wouldn't be there today, amen?
Amen.
If my great, 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 great grandfather didn't believe in the promise that one day that his great, 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 great grandson would be up here preaching to deliver the message, guess what? I wouldn't be here, man.
Amen.
Whew. Maybe you all need to start looking at me and look at yourself, look in the mirror. Man, Smith, God gave you a promise. Yeah, your ancestors are promising. Look where you are today.
Thank you, Lord.
You're either sitting in the house, or you're sitting in your house, or you're sitting in your car. Please don't be driving. You're looking at me right now because I might get wrong. Amen. See, this leads me to the final point in today's message. Remember that he will fulfill his promises to you.
Amen. I don't.
So I like that. You didn't shout right there. Remember Kay just did? I don't know what to tell you. Because who the promise is, the promise will be fulfilled.
Yes.
See, many of us are asking, when will it happen? And how will it happen? Is it going to happen today, Lady Diary? Is it going to happen today, Eric? Is it going to happen today, Reverend Rosalind Prince? Nice to see you. Bless you. Is it going to happen today, Sister Shirley Steele? I've asked you enough, Mom. It's going to happen today, Reverend Doctor. The beautiful thing is, you all can't answer that question, but guess who can? God can. Amen. See, many of us asking that, but perhaps we should stop asking God that particular question. Just give him the praise.
Just give him the praise. Hallelujah. Just give him the praise.
Give him the praise. Because guess what? Just like we aren't supposed to know when Jesus is returning, we should praise the Lord in advance for just knowing that he will return.
Yes,
amen.
Amen.
Yes. See, I'm not here to judge you for any of your sins when I have committed a few sins. But
that's right.
Amen. See, I'm not here to condemn you for what you did in 1994. I'm just here to tell you that your promise from God is going to be fulfilled in 2024. See, we aren't worried about the pain that caused your family in 2004. You should be, but not me. We are just praising the Lord with the promise that he's fulfilling you with in 2024. Here's a story for you and I'm done. Maybe I'm having it done. I ran in 2024 at home alone. I didn't go to a watch service. I didn't go to any parties. It was just me, myself, and my neighbor's loud fireworks show. In the middle of all of that, the Holy Ghost had hit me and reminded me of a promise that I had made about 6 years ago when I went to a bar. Yes, I've been to a few bars, but I still don't drink. Don't like when I strike me down because I've never drank. But anyway, I made a promise to God to deliver me from that place after an encounter was starting to turn off. But no, I will not tell you the story about why I was going on with you. Asked you why it was going on. He delivered me from that place and used gospel music. Gospel music in a bar. Gospel music. You know, they were playing all that secular music all of a sudden. They were like, praise the Lord! And that person went crazy. He said, you can't play that in here. This is a bar. I was happy because guess what? But guess what? No. See, this story is my story. This is my testimony. And And I walked out of there because I made a promise to the Lord. I said, I got to go. And the Lord got me out of there with no problems.
That's right.
Amen. That's what I'm trying to talk about. What promise did he fulfill you? For you? Did he get you your king or your queen? That he'll open the door for you at school or job. Did he deliver you from an addiction that was supposed to have killed you already? Did he deliver you from an illness that most doctors had already given up and finally
yes,
a cure
thank
for?
You, Lord.
Amen. Did he do this? Or did he do that? Whatever your answer is, remember that God has fulfilled your promise.
That's right. He said that.
That's right. He fulfilled your promise. I got another story. See, I told you I won't tell you. I have a friend that I've known for about a decade. And I knew him from a job I used to work at a year. And he got into some hard times. And things went south with him for a while. Kind of lost contact with him. And I got back in contact with him a couple weeks ago. And you're telling me they were struggling with this and that. The only thing I can tell them is, and I promise you, my friend, and I know they're watching today. I promised you. And God is going to work it out. Guess what? Even when they told me the other day that they were being approved for something, and they did not know how to think of it. And I said, don't worry. God has got you.
God got you.
And guess what? They texted me the other day and said, I got it. Y'all missed your praise moment right here. They were going through hell. And guess what? God has given them a promise and fulfilled it. That is a fulfilled promise.
Yes, it is.
And guess what? I'm fulfilling a promise right here and right now. This is what I was called to do. This is what I'm going to do. And you know what? Eric Doctrine. Reverend King, come on up. Yes, you're going to get on camera. You're going to get on camera. This is your time. This is your time. Man, come on. The Lord has called me to do this. Yes. If you ever love this, you're going to love this. Yes, you are. You're going to love this. You're going to love this. This is what I want to tell you all. And tell you all this. Many years ago, I don't know how many years ago it was for you or you. You all both got a vision. Am I correct?
That's right.
And here's the thing. You couldn't do it on your own.
That's right.
You couldn't do it on your own.
That's absolutely right.
And guess what, God damn, when he heard your prayers that you needed to do this with somebody. He brought you together.
Yes, he did.
And guess where you are right now? 57 weeks in, almost a year, and it's you for place called I see.
Thank you.
And that is what a promise is. That is a fulfilled promise. If you did not get that fulfilled promise moment, you didn't get this happy hallelujah moment. Even if you're at home, come on, guys. I'm looking at this crying, y'all can see me looking like this. Come on now, I can see you. Come here, you are. You should have come here close up. Because God is the reason.
Yes.
We're a God. We're the people of God. Thanks. Let us pray before we go. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to speak this word, this message, because this word, this message is a beautiful message. You bless us to see this day. And so, forever give you thanks. We're going to pray for you now and forevermore. In your son Jesus' name, we pray.
This was an LTD Entertainment presentation.